Amen. Praise God. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused. A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
The Spirit of the Lord further says unto thee that you're going to be able to release and dissolve some things that has been stopping you from walking into a life of greatness. And you're going to begin to see that the Spirit is going to bring opportunities for thee. For the Lord says, I shall cause thee to be blessed, and I shall touch thy voice. And I will cause you to be almost hypnotic, and people will come to thee for advice and counsel. And I'm going to broaden your mind, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, I'm touching family and home even in this hour and even in this season. And you're going to begin to see that God is going to heighten you and cause you to begin to grow. And you're going to let go and you're going to discard old patterns that no longer serve you as you're going to be moving into a real positive flow. For the Spirit of the Lord says that you're going to leave the past behind and you're going to move forward. And as you move forward, you're going to come into a season of great authority, great power, and more enlightenment. For you're going to begin to see that you're going to live life from a whole nother dimension. For the Spirit says unto you that you're going to let go of these old patterns. And you're going to move forward. For the Lord says you're going to step out. And you're going to move forward. You're going to step out. And you're going to step into a brand new phase of your life. And you're going to clear up some issues and some situations that has tried to hold you back and keep you stuck. And as I touch thy life, saith the Lord, I'm going to let go of those, cause you to let go of those limiting thoughts. And you will come into a time of expansion, favor, and recognition. And I will touch every aspect of your life. And I, your God, will do a new thing in your life. And you will know that it is of me that has done this thing. For I will cause the spirit of favor to rest upon thee. For the Lord says you're going to have the special edge in this season. And you're going to find that you won't have any trouble getting your foot in the door to see people who you will need to see. For you will see that a new position will open up for thee. A position that you will discuss is going to be very prestigious. And it's going to represent a major step up from your current position. For the Lord says, keep your dreams to yourself and be watchful whom you share things with. For this is a season to also do more writing, but be secretive. And you're going to see new doors and avenues and positions that shall favor thee. For the Lord says, the deck is stacked in your favor. And if you need to move, start planning to move because I'm seeing a new location for you as well. Now the Holy Spirit will say, prepare. Oh, the Lord says, I favor thee. Oh, I make thee popular. And you're going to step into a time of honors and awards and achievements and even fame. For the Lord says, you're going to be instrumentally blessed. And it seems like a friend or someone is going to be quite instrumental in helping you find some new opportunity. For you have sensational things that are ahead and that are in store for thee. Oh, Spirit is going to bring the reward. Spirit is going to bring opportunity. Spirit is going to bring money. Spirit is going to bring power and a new position for thee. For God says, I'm going to unlock the bounty for thee. And something prestigious is going to open up for you that is going to bless you. And you're going to continue to see open doors for the next 18 months. For you have stepped into an extraordinary season, an extraordinary trend, that you will know that it is the Lord that has done this thing. For the Lord says that I'm lining things up. I'm lining them up. Interviews is also going to be coming your way. For you are about to reignite your career in a big way, yea, saith the Lord. Oh, watch and see. Because God says, be confident. Because you're going to see great favor and great doors that's going to open up for thee. And you're going to be able to negotiate some deals, negotiate some opportunities. Because God said, I'm going to help you reach the stars. Oh, it's divine. And you're going to come into a one accord. And you will know that it is the Lord. For this is my hand that is doing this thing. So know, Sister Melanie, that this is a season where you are not to fear, where you are not to worry, where you are not to move into any kind of back and forth, indecisiveness. But trust me, for I am your security. For this is a time where great ideas shall produce great finances. This is a time when you're going to branch out into the new. And you're going to see favor. This is a time where, as you listen to the prophetess inside of thee, you will surely prosper. For your ideas shall cause you to prosper. Do not worry, do not doubt, do not move into fear. For all things are working for your good. Why? Because you're called according to my purpose. And I am with thee. For I will show thee the green pastures, what I'm going to bring your way. God says, look for the good, and the good will appear, saith the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Whitfield. I hear the word of the Lord saying, this is the season of favor concerning the home. Sister Whitfield, yes, God says there's going to be a blessing on the home front. God says this is the season where you're going to begin to activate your faith at the next level. I hear Father God saying, just be at peace and apply the seed of patience concerning family members and even concerning neighbors in this season. But Father God says this is the season. Be mindful what you say and be mindful what you share. I do hear Father God saying this is the season to take action concerning some things around the home. I hear Father God saying if you've been contemplating a move concerning real estate and land, Father God says this is the season that's going to be favorable. I also hear Father God saying ask and it shall be given, knocking the doors have been opened. I also hear Father God saying, don't share your ideas with others. For Father God saying, this is the season of the emptying out. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season to take time for yourself. Just take time for yourself, woman of God, because God is planning some things in store for you. And it's a season to take time for yourself, to contemplate, to just meditate and pray. And I hear Father God saying this is the season of justice. I don't know if you're dealing with anything concerning legal matters or attorneys. I do hear Father God saying justice. For Father God says whatever this is, it's coming to you in favor. And God says worry not, fret not. I hear favor, favor, and more favor in this season. And I hear Father God saying take time to eat properly. I see new dietary habits. God says, eat properly, think properly, and know that this is the season that he's ordained for your life. I also hear Father God saying, manifestation and demonstration. God says there's some blessings being manifested for you in this season. And I hear Father God saying, let not your heart be troubled, woman of God. Let not your heart be troubled. I do hear Father God saying, if anything surfaces in the home in this season, Father God says, just apply to see the patience. For Father God says, this is the season that he's ordained for you. And Father God says, anything pertaining to overdue money, just know that it's coming to you in this season. Walk in expectation of the overdue money. Pay attention to details in this season. God says, pay close attention to details in this season, woman of God. And Father God says, this is the season of the unfolding concerning hopes, wishes, and dreams, and blessings. And that is the word of the Lord.